are reading a new chapter from today. Text number 1 and 2. Shri Sukha Vacha. Blessful companions who constantly chanted his glories, Sri Krishna then entered the village of Raja, which was decorated with birds and flowers. There is no proper for this verse, so we go to the next verse. Raja Krida Torevam Upachatvamaya Vishmonamaturabhavan Natipriyam Charirinam. While Krishna and Balarama was enjoying life in Vrindavan in the guise of ordinary flower boys, the summer season gradually appeared. This season is not very pleasing to the lordly souls. In the purport it is mentioned that in volume 1, chapter 18 of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada comments as follows. The summer season in India is not very much welcome because of the excessive heat. But in Vrindavan, everyone was pleased because summer there appeared just like spring. Om Ajnanati Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumritam Yena Asmai Shri Gure Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Savitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadadayam Dadati Svadhanatimam Mandiram Shri Guru Shri Nata Padakalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupa. Just some ideas given about what is the daily activity of gopas with Krishna. This is how Krishna would be performing. One sense, his activities are very ordinary. But then, when we hear from acharyas, then we realize that how instructive they are, how they are related to our own life in Krishna consciousness. So it is said that the gopas were all free, careless, just happy being Krishna, just wandering. But in the subsequent verse, it is said the seasons they change and summer appears. Now this is Vrindavan, Krishna is there. The seasons also change there. Summer is something which is not welcome because it is not very comfortable to be ourselves experienced here. Summer is not very comfortable. It's too much hot. But Prabhupada, from his Krishna book, that is what is mentioned here. The cowherd boys, they were enjoying. But this season is not very pleasing, but everyone was pleasing for summer there here, just like spring. So this is how daily the activities will be going on, where every day the gopas, when they come back and then they reach their home, immediately the gopis and the elders, they will come and they surround the gopas. And they will ask, what did Krishna do today? And the Gopa will be speaking about today Krishna, okay, like this. There was this demon, and there was forest fire, and everyone will be hearing. Because they have so much love for Krishna, that whatever Krishna did, they want to know everything it is. And then, because they were hearing from Gopas, they also had the direct experience of as if they were also there, even though they were not there, they are straight back at home. And this experience was only by Gopas and Krishna. So this is the nature of hearing transcendental sound vibration. Those who submissively hear, they also become part of that hearing. So we are very fortunate that we are hearing Sukadeva Goswami speaking. Now he is speaking about this Leela. We are hearing. The opportunity is same to be in that field. So summer season in India is not very much welcome, but it is said that Vrindavan Dham is not a material world. Of course, for our eyes it looks like an ordinary place, but it's a spiritual world. How do we understand that it's a spiritual world? Because it is said that when Krishna expands as Balaram, then Balaram expands as the Dham. So in one sense, the Dham is not different from Krishna. So just like it is said, the Murti of Krishna, I mean the Archa Vigra of Krishna, how they are decorated. Now we can see Krishna here decorated with the cock feather, then the flute and the jewelries and the yellow garments. He's decorated. And those who have love, they offer their obeisances in front of the ring, see the Lord. Similarly, those who have this understanding, when they enter the Dham, they see the Dham as same as Krishna. Because it's coming from Balaram. So they immediately fall down on the floor, they offer their obeisances, they roll in the dust. It was not different from Krishna. And also remember that how this Dham is helping Krishna in all the Leelas. Remember it. And similarly, all these changes which are happening here, they are also like decorations. If it's not different from Krishna, all the changes happening, they are like decorations, that is why it is a Sringar Dham. How do we see her? Because here it is summer. The summer is very hot, scorching hot. The water and all gets really dried up. But it is said here that the water falls. From the waterfall, there will be droplets of water just getting carried by the breeze. And they will be soaking all the trees. So it was a very cooling type of atmosphere. Not only that, the breeze will be carrying the pollens of flowers and it will give a very soothing feel. And the waves of Jamuna will be soaking the shore to make everything. Now all these changes are like decorations on the Jamuna. Those are the eyes to see it. Now this is Vrindavan, which is spiritual. It is not different. But what about material world? Now, material world, material nature is also, not that it is not different, but it is also coming from Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Daivikeshaguna, Mama Maya. So this is, this material nature is also, it is mine. It is also coming from him. So, but we don't have the vision to see this. So it is disconnected, so then only you see the nation. So especially in this month, summer, obviously people want to go out to places where, but they don't see the beauty of that nature connected to Krishna. They see it, what pleasure it can give to us. That is how the whole world is talking about nature being exploited. So this is a very significant thing, but if there is some connection, no one mentions about how God is connected to the nature. There is an example given that the topmost person, maybe the Prime Minister, if he is there and he has entered a building for some meeting and his vehicle is lying outside, if someone throws a stone on that vehicle, it's a big insult. Even if the Prime Minister is not there, the stone thrown on the vehicle is as good as throwing stone on the Prime Minister. So this way material nature as such cannot be connected. So whatever we do here, so if it is exploited for selfish interest, which is happening, the Lord also gets hurt by that. That is why it is said Mother Nature. Why it is said Mother Nature? Because it is this nature which is providing us nourishment. It is what is providing grains. It is what is fruits, vegetables. It nourishes us. So it becomes very divine. So the point is how, unless we have that type of a vision, it is very difficult to see the connection. So the subsequent chapter we see that there is a change in the season also. When summer goes, there is a rainy season. Here it is. So what does it signify when there is rain? Now rain is water. The water pours, obviously, the scorching heat experience gets dissipated. Now, it is said that the clouds, what we see, during the rainy season, Shyam Varna, it is said that the color is like Krishna's color. Actually, Krishna is Sarva Karana Karana. How can it be Krishna's color? The cloud, Krishna is the cause of everything. So the Acharyas are giving explanations, and what does it signify? So when there is summer scorching heat, it's so scorching. Everything gets dried up. So in our life, it is said that material existence is actually like that. It is very scorching. We may not have that type of understanding, but the truth is, whatever plans we make, the best of plans to be happy here in this world, everything gets evaporated. everything is dried up by the fire of material nature. That is what he said, fire of material nature. Material nature is just like fire. Samsara dhava nalalila loka. So when that happens, the only rescue is rain. So rain color is Krishna. So when Krishna in that color, when Krishna appears, he removes that. And that means there is only one hope. Material existence means hot, burning fire. Whatever plans you make, it ends only with disappointment and frustration. All your plans, either it gets dried up very soon or it gets elaborated. So some people understand, yes, this world is full of suffering. People who don't understand, they go on making adjustments, trying, not seeking that what is ultimate shelter. So this is what Krishna in the form of love, he signifies, that unless you take shelter, that shelter is the enemy. So this blue color, what we see during rainy season, is really what is Krishna's mercy in this form. Of course, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that in relation to this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Harinam is like water, and when you water, the seed of love which is there in your heart arises. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that my heart is like a dry desert, my tongue is dry, parched. And when you water to the holy name, there is some scope for some type of fulfillment, joy. And again, Rupa Goswami in this contest, he says again, when the Harinam enters my ears, I feel like having many more ears, and when it goes, that my heart, all my senses become inert, and I experience that joy. So holy name in this contest is coming from the spiritual world that we mean. It is coming exactly like the rain water falling down. So the holy name is available to every one of us. That is only a secure thing which can remove all frustration, all disappointment, all feeling of loneliness by nourishing the dryness and giving some type of hopes. So this is how I'm just trying to connect, because Prabhupada there in the Purport says only summer. There is nothing much. But in this contest, we can just try to see what we see in summer. Unless we have the vision, it becomes everything something very simple. Of course, we should not forget that this is the real wealth, material nature. Prabhupada very strongly, whenever it is preaching in the Western world, you see that you can't eat nuts, oats, even oil. You can't drink oil. Oil is the greatest wealth. The real wealth is water. Why real wealth is water? Because through water everything arises. Four grains you grow by water. The only problem is, our so-called civilization, no one connects it. How does rainfall come? Is there any connection? So Shastras say that unless you perform your gear, the rains will not come. That means for everything you are responsible. It is not that it is available for you. Just like because electricity is here. And if you don't pay, what will be cut off? That our experience we have. But when we see nature, we don't have that feeling. It's coming so hard. But that connection is there. Unless that is performed, that is, unless you are living a civilized life, there will be, or in other words, we see that in USA, like in the whole country of USA, strange things happen. There's one side of the country that is heavy rains, and another kind of country that is proper drought. Not only that, of course it's raining now, but the way it rains, it causes flood and it causes so much inconvenience. But real labor is performed through proper sacrifice. The rain comes when everyone is sleeping at night. It doesn't cause inconvenience to anyone. And it's just falling, and the morning time when you get up, there's no rain. But the whole land, everything is properly nourished, everything is really sent. People feel so nice coming out. The farmers, they go, there is no flooding, nothing. That is what is real, yajna. Not everything is disconnected. Everything is rain coming. But there's a connection. That is why Krishna says, Mama Maya. Daini Esha Gunamai Mama, it's mine. It's me. So there is a connection. So this is education which should be propagated. That's how first people talk about environment, pollution, exploitation. But what about that connection? Who is it? Whose nature? Whose nature? Mother nature or whose? So this is one point I felt that is a need in the society where we talk about, but we have gone away from Vedic life. This is what is actually real Vedic life. To maintain the body and soul, depend on the nature, simple life, high thinking. Why high thinking? You are talking about getting liberated. Getting liberated is not ordinary thinking. Is there anything more amazing in this world happening? Or anyone trying? Than someone thinking about getting liberated? Is there anything more amazing? Someone is thinking about that I want to get out of this world. If it is happening, there will not be anything amazing in this world. There will not be anything in this material world more amazing than the soul which is entrapped here for millions of words. It is getting disentangled and it is amazing thing, right? So, but then, yes, we are caught up with our day to day responsible activities. We don't realize what we have received is something very, 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 very rare. So, I was just thinking about how do we relate to what we are talking about. We have gone far away from Vedic culture. So we are here in Mumbai, of course. So there is a question about this. There was an article in Back to God, written by Mahatma. I mean, you all can read it. So the topic is, in this contest, how to transform your workplace into a spiritual world. Very profound statement. Now the question, the discussion begins by saying, one person is saying, I mean, I'm sure many of you are working in multinational companies or even in companies. This is a big question that can you practice Krishna consciousness in workplace? You can even see that it's very difficult. Unless you have a very favorable environment, you cannot practice Krishna consciousness. That means you need a very favorable environment. Now the truth is, in the material world, there is nothing favorable. There is no favorable environment. Immediately the question may come up there, what about a temple? What about a dam? What about yatra? What about the association? Of course, definitely. But is environment just enough? Just environment is enough. No doubt environment makes an effect, but it is not enough. Because I'm sure we ourselves know about it. What can be a better environment than chanting holy name? You take a piece in your hand, you are chanting, Krishna. Can there be anything better than the holy name with us? But we know that. What happens? Where we are. And at least I'm speaking about myself. Sitting here, nice environment, sincere devotees are chanting and you are chanting. But then you are not there. So environment is there, but you are not there. So it is not just the environment. So then what about, that means there is something, there is a willpower, what? The same thing is not that all those who are those who are chanting necessarily are Krishna conscious that we may say that, well, I am chanting so I am protected from maya, but it is not necessary that you are chanting, you are Krishna conscious. Are you Krishna conscious? Not necessary. Maybe in some maya land, like somewhere else. But same thing, there are also mayavadis also chanting. Now this is also, but they are chanting for becoming one with the Lord. So the same environment. So it is not the environment. So he brings out a very nice point here. That on this point, that how people working here, because this is the excuse, they, not exactly excuse, that I don't think I can be Krishna conscious in the workplace. I have to come home. In home I can practice Krishna consciousness. Or I have to go to the temple. But in the workplace it is not. So he is saying in his article that if you already accepted it like this, then you are not going to do anything. Because if you think that it is not going to happen. In the workplace, I can't. But say no, there is. So that is only when you change your vision. So changing your vision means what you see, you see differently from what others. So the change of vision comes only through knowledge. So he is giving his own example about that when he was going for book distribution. So now book distribution is not an easy thing. So he started seeing that all these people now I see, they are all devotees of Krishna, but they have fully forgotten. So when his vision changed to see everyone, I think we can also practice that. When you're going out, immediately his approach changed. Even if a person becomes very angry, this is what is feeling. And this is like someone, something not very comfortable environment. Somebody is blaspheming. So he starts saying, my God, this person, a spark, soul, is being influenced by the material modes. My God, he's suffering. How miserable he must be. Instead of becoming disturbed, he's getting simple. That is just a change of vision. Even though he is in a hostile environment, still he is Krishna conscious. Just by changing the vision. So similarly, when you are working in the workplace, obviously these challenges will be there. There will be so many problems. But then there is again an opportunity when the environment is, of course, when I say about environment, this pastime comes to mind, Kali Krishna Das. Can you think about any better environment than being with the Supreme Lord? But there, the city was made available. And similarly, he said, Prahlad was in the most hostile environment. His father was just pressurizing him that he becomes an atheist. Because that was very soft. He was forcing him, pressurizing him. He was sending him to a school, training that he become an atheist. And he had all plans for that. But Prahlad was Krishna conscious. So whether it is hostile or very comfortable environment. So similarly, there is always an opportunity. I'm imagining a workplace. You know. I'm sure people who are working in workplace, they may have that. So many challenges. It's not very fair. But you can say an opportunity that you can cultivate tolerance. You can cultivate forgiveness. You can cultivate empathy. Now all these qualities, it is a big challenge. But in the workplace, you can develop these qualities, questionable qualities. So that means it is not the environment. It is not that. In that environment, also, a person can be Krishna conscious if he has the vision and the fortunes. Of course, the challenging anxieties and all are the part of life, even in devotional service. Bhaktirasamrita Swami Maharaj has a very nice sense of humor. Those who don't know him, now of course he was at the Ramachari and now he is sannyasi. So he was the president of Vrindavan Temple. Now everyone knows that to be a president of Vrindavan Temple is a challenge it is. I mean, the whole world knows it. So once I met him for summer, so I asked him, so Vrindavan must be very hot, right? So he promised. He said, I don't know about that, but his seat and occupying is very hot. So, of course, anxieties and you know challenges and you know difficulties and all this type of mood is you know taken up. Of course, yes, it is a very, very advanced person to think like that. But that is Krishna consciousness. In spite of Vrindavan, Vrindavan is very hot. In summer, it's very hot. So this is how he is giving for the workplace how so many opportunities, there are qualities, again, same emotion. But then of course, anything you see externally, people are interested in you, so you create a surrounding where you know, maybe what your food you are carrying, people are interested in you, or you give them prasad that day, that's again a dialogue. So, opportunity is there to be Krishna conscious in all surrounding. It is a person's mission to see it and take full advantage of it. So, yes, several such things he has mentioned about that how you can just write a verse on a table and people will come and ask about this and again and dialogue to become Krishna conscious. The most important thing he says about this. Best thing, what Prabhupada also emphasized, is you want to be Krishna conscious. What is the best thing? Any surrounding want to be Krishna conscious, what you should do? Give Krishna consciousness to others. Give it to others. Now, giving it to others, you can't give it unless you have something to give. Prabhupada says that purity is the force. Or there is a saying in English that the game is not won in the court. That is, it is not the game is won in the court. That means there is a lot of practice going on. So what you do when you are not in your workplace, that is very important. When you are in a very conducive environment, how to use your time, what do you do? That degree you do it. So that degree you can be Krishna conscious and also you can make others Krishna. It's a very nice point about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that I have so many fruits to distribute. I can't distribute. I need many more. You know what is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami saying that? One who distributes this fruit, he will taste the fruit more than the person receiving the fruit. So the giving is a very, very powerful type of being Krishna conscious. Imagine you are going to taste more than what you are given. So this way, wherever you are, whether it is summer or it's winter, this is how we see it and take this opportunity to become Krishna conscious. As it is said that no doubt that heaven and hell are physical. They are also jobs on locations. But actually, they are a state of consciousness. Now, to be in what state of consciousness is in our control. So, that is what is the point. It is not that environment, it is how you see it and how you change that into consciousness. So many times this question is asked about then what about India then, you know? India is a place, land of religion, land of God, and you see the mess, and you see Germany, or you know, you see Saudi Arabia, see the environment they have. So obviously the nature is providing them so much, and we are in India, you know, talking about this, and really messes in. So of course this needs an explanation. This is a very common question many times. Young college students, they will ask about it, talking about nature, or see what is the state of India, see the other countries. So the truth is that India has been given a lot of spiritual culture. Now the other Western countries, no doubt because of their piety, pious activities, they are eating the fruits. But then how long it will last? Then you definitely see some changes. But in India, if we try to imitate, which we are getting influenced by the Western culture, especially the Brahminical culture is just getting disintegrated. Those who are responsible are not. Then this is going to become worse and worse. Why? The analogy given is if a small child misbehaves, because the small child, a 4-year-old boy, misbehaves, the parents may give him a soft slap. But India is a grown up child. He has received so much rishis and sages and many scriptures and the culture, the knowledge. So we Indians, if we are irresponsible, the reaction will be more on us because you are responsible. So the slap given to a grown up son is little tight, not little, it is tighter than the slap given to a schoolboy, the younger child. So this is in short, we can just think where we are and what Prabhupada's mercy. We talk about others being in ignorance and we don't know that how is it that he is in ignorance and I am not in ignorance. Is there any answer for that? It's just causeless. We see people in ignorance and think, oh, why is he not understanding? I am speaking so much. But then you ask yourself that how are you? How do you get this knowledge? Causeless. Is there anything? No qualification. Yes, you get it. So this way we should be grateful for what we have received and understand how Prabhupada had this vision. Wherever he was, Prabhupada once was walking in New York and his disciples, by mistake, they took him into a by lane and it was all garbage and they rats. Prabhupada, we are very sorry. We are very sorry. We brought you in the wrong lane. Prabhupada was, you know, why, what's wrong? This is like Vrindavan. He never saw. And there's another thing when he was in New Zealand. And New Zealand, you know that. New Zealand is very famous for Hollywood. It was a beautiful scenery, nature, the best mountains, rivers, landscape. They go to shoot because it's beautiful. I mean, they make a lot of money by shooting the movies, they become people who see. That's what is New Zealand, and still it is beautiful. Maybe some fire. So he was there, and there he was in the car going, and he saw people, young, beautiful boys, girls, well dressed, and healthy bodies, and such beautiful surrounding environment. Prabhupada had tears in his eyes. They are wasting their life, human life. So it's very unusual type of thing. But he had the vision, you see. So we are far away from Vedic culture and the holy name is Dhamma, which is like a water which nourishes our dry heart like a desert, but the seed is there of love and devotion. So when it is water just like for the rain, Krishna has a shama, bluish color, which is hope. Nourishment, fulfillment, and makes everyone happy. So this is spiritual knowledge, which I think if any organization is doing is not. It's propagating the message, having explanation for all the miserable things. For this reason, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there is only one problem. Isn't it? He said, there is only one problem. Lack of Krishna consciousness. So whatever you speak about, all the misery, all the things that the summits, ego, how to solve the problem, so many things. Solution is here. Why? Because one time India was the richest country. Everyone knows about it. Just 5 years ago. The Greeks were after it. The Mughals were after it. The British, of course, they conquered. And they still say that all the conquered, what we conquered, India is the crest G ritual, all that, whatever they use of the countries, so rich. India was so rich because we are living in harmony with the nature. And live in harmony with the nature also reciprocates. So even if it is summer, then because Krishna is there, the summer was not summer, it was like spring. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.